USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In France on Sunday.
That's it. U.S. wins at 4th World Cup.
The U.S. women's soccer team with a 2-0 victory over the Netherlands yesterday, winning their second World Cup in a row and their fourth overall. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio tweeting that the team will be honored with a parade through the Canyon of Heroes in Lower Manhattan starting at 9:30 Eastern Time on Wednesday morning. Southern California residents hoping to get things back to normal after two powerful earthquakes shook the region last week. Ridgecrest Police Chief Jed McLaughlin speaking at a community meeting on Sunday afternoon. He says as recovery efforts continue, people need to be ready for the possibility of another earthquake. He says people need to have at least 3 days' worth of supplies on hand. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
There's nearly universal condemnation of Iran's decision to enrich uranium, a violation of a 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. More on that from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was quick to respond to Tehran's announcement to increase uranium enrichment, calling it an extremely dangerous move.
The enrichment of uranium is made for one reason and one reason only. It's for the creation of atomic bombs.
Netanyahu also called on other nations to impose punitive sanctions against Iran, saying Tehran has violated its solemn promise under the UN Security Council not to enrich uranium beyond certain levels.
A new Justice Department legal team is taking over President Trump's push for a citizenship question on next year's census. The department announcing a new team of lawyers from the Civil Division will now be in charge of solving how to legally put such a question about citizenship on the decennial survey. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The admiral, who was poised to become the Navy's top uniformed officer, is now retiring after the Navy Secretary called his judgment into question. Navy Secretary Richard Spencer taking issue with a professional relationship Admiral William Moran had maintained with a Navy official who left the service because of reported incidents of sexual misconduct. Moran was due to take over the Chief of Naval Operations job next month. As drug lord Joaquin Guzman, known as El Chapo, awaits sentencing next week, federal prosecutors are detailing his financial worth. Last week, filing a forfeiture request detailing how the kingpin amassed a fortune by selling unfathomable accounts of drugs, or I should say amounts of drugs. They say that from the early 80s until his arrest in 2016, his drug deals made him over $12 billion, and they want to see that money paid back in restitution. On July 17th, he is to face a mandatory sentence of life in prison. And an American teenager continuing her historic run at Wimbledon's tennis championships, 15-year-old Coco Gauff, heading into a round of 16 match today in London against the tournament's number 7 seed, Simona Halep. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.